Gatha has been a dream of mine since I attended a storytelling festival while traveling in the Yukon, Canada, in 1995, says Amrita Somaiah, trustee of Somaiah Vidyavihar University and festival chair. Since then, I've wanted to organize a festival that exposes our children, youth, and adults to the different aspects of storytelling within our culturally rich country. I believe that storytelling as a tradition is as much a part of our lives as it was for our ancestors, but we seldom see it in our day-to-day lives. From left, Mrs. Amrita Somaiah Festival Chair, Dr. Yamini Shah Program Coordinator, Usha Venkatraman Festival Director, Hema Subramanian Program Curator Ghost Stories at Gatha, performers at Gatha's first edition in 2023. Hence, the collaboration between Somaiah Vidyavihar University and Mumbai Storytellers Society to birth the Mumbai International Storytelling Festival, where folklore and modernity meet and merge. Envisioned as a movement to reconnect with narratives that shape personhood, it is meant to rediscover the power of oral traditions. This year's theme, Mukhota, Unmasking Narratives, taps into a universal concept that we all wear masks to conform to societal expectations. We're trying to topple this notion. We encourage attendees to embrace their true selves, and to break free from these constructed personas, says Dr. Yamini Shah, Program Coordinator and Assistant Professor, Somaiah Vidyavihar University. Performers at Gatha's first edition in 2023. Gatha also provides a space for introspection. Stories are among the first things we hear as human beings, says Usha Venkatraman, founder, Mumbai Storytellers Society and Festival Director. When a parent whispers to their baby, a story begins. We all swim in stories, marinate in them, repeat them, tweak them, weave them into our own identities. This year's festival will shine a spotlight on Kerala. Each year, we focus on one Indian state to highlight its unique culture, says Dr. Shah. This year, we'll be showcasing everything from Yakshagana and Mohiniyattam to Kathakali and Kerala's folk tales. We need to actively promote Indian tradition and culture, adds Venkatraman. It's easy to chase after Western influences, but we have only a few Caucasian storytellers and performers. The rest are all Indians and South Asians. This was a conscious decision, and in this immersive experience, participants are as much a part of the storytelling as the performers. There's a general idea that storytelling is something only children enjoy, but stories are ageless, says Hema Subramanian, program curator. We all watch stories in the form of movies and TV shows. We have something for everyone and whether you are a child, an adult, or anywhere in between. Ghost Stories at Gatha. There's a story trail that takes attendees through the SVU campus, blending history, tradition, and stories tied to the land. Special workshops for children are on the agenda, alongside adult sessions, story slams, and even a spooky ghost stories session around the campus gazebo at night. And one particularly unique feature is Story Spot and a dedicated space where attendees can stand and narrate personal tales to add to the collective tapestry of narratives. Storytelling is perhaps the oldest art form, and returns us to the roots of human connection, says Subramanian. It's a reminder that the quiet magic of a well-told story can still captivate and inspire. When, 18-20 October, 2024, where, Somaiah Vidyavihar University, Kitabkhana price, 500 rupees onwards, and to book, www.gmisf.org.